Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد, I had a friend who mentioned quite an interesting statement to me. He said that I wished that more Muslims were involved in professional sports. And I thought that was a strange comment. Why? And then he clarified, because the person involved in professional sports, I'm not talking about like a club level where it's like semi-casual, I'm talking about people aiming to the top. These are people that know discipline. These are people that know hard work. And these are people that have high aspirations. And unfortunately, this is something that is missing amongst the Muslims. Even though it is part of our religion. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Indeed, Allah has prescribed ihsan, excellence in everything. That means us as Muslims, every aspect of our life, excellence. Our professional careers, excellence. Our education, excellence. Our family lives, excellence. Our social lives, excellence. Our community lives, excellence. And that's obviously tied in with hard work. You can't reach excellence except if you're willing to work very, very hard. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about this, where he said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Two things that people just take for granted and are deceived by. That's their health and their time, their free time. Brothers, I'd like to put forward today that we need to change our mindsets individually, hence as a community. And that is that every single one of us needs to be aspiring for excellence and needs to be willing to put in the hard work. You know, I was teaching a student this summer, and he's like, this is my holidays, like, chill down. You know, like, why are you, you know, trying to make me work hard? This is my holidays, let me relax. It's like, brother, there's no relaxing. You have to work hard. This is not a holiday. This life is for you to work hard. The only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from you is for you to work hard. He's not looking at the results, what your outcome is, what this happens. He just wants to see the effort that you put in. Two people, one person achieves a lot in this dunya, another person doesn't achieve a lot, but that person works very hard, fails a lot, doesn't achieve, but he works hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that person that works hard more. There's a very, very key ayah with respect to this that we need to take and we need to allow it to penetrate into our heart and become our ethos in life. And this is the last ayah of Surah Al-Ankabut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive in our cause, indeed, without a doubt, we will guide him to our paths. And indeed, Allah is with the people of ihsan, the people of excellence. And let's have a quick look at this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded two things from you. The first of those is he asked you and demanded of you to struggle. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, which literally means to make jihad. And whilst this is a Makki surah, we don't take it by this ayah meaning jihad in the sense of going out in the sake of Allah for fighting. We take it in the sense of struggling. It gives us the picture of how hard you need to be working, of how serious this needs to be. You're going out, you're laying your life on the line. That's it. My life is in this cause. There's no relaxation. It gives you a sense, a perception of what you need to be pulling forward. And then the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. You didn't wake up early so you can go to work to earn money. You didn't do this for the sake of your house and your family or any worldly benefit. You do this hard work for the sake of Allah alone. جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. The essence of our religion, that it is just for Allah. Ikhlas. Allah demands these two things from you. Allah demands the hard work and the ikhlas. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلًا. You can hear from this verb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting a lot of emphasis, is promising. تَقْدِيرُهُ وَاللَّهِ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Allah is promising you that we will indeed guide them. And as we know from our Surah Al-Fatiha, asking Allah for guidance is the most encompassing dua that we can ask for, because that guidance means everything for us. Anything that we want in this dunya, guidance. Encompassed inside that guidance. Anything that we might need is encompassed in that guidance. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering up that guidance to you and promising that guidance to you. And He promises that guidance for you in His paths, in the plural, i.e. in every single aspect of your life. You have a family life, you have a professional career, you have education, you have your friends, your social life, your community, the ummah. All of these are aspects of your life that you need to put effort into and pay attention to and work hard for. Allah will guide you in all of those. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the ayah in an amazing way. The way we would expect the ayah to be ended would be وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَهُمْ. Indeed, Allah is with them. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here came and mentioned something else. Indeed, Allah is with those of ihsan, i.e. the people that work hard, the people that do it only for the sake of Allah, that is ihsan. And note in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention like outcomes. Or the person that prays X amount of things. Or the person that reaches this certain level. Or this person that does this. All He demanded from you is to work hard. So my dear brother, I'd like you to take from today that whatever you're doing, particularly for the sake of Allah, you need to be doing harder. You read some Quran, read more Quran. You spend time with the book of Allah, spend more time. You're praying towards Allah, pray with better khushu' and with more quantity. All of these different aspects that we can be doing in our religion, we need to be working hard. Today is very hot. So people are like, why would you go out and tire yourself going outside to the mosque to pray? So much effort. We need to be careful, because this is the attitude of the munafiqun. قَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِ. Don't go out in the heat. Don't go out with the Prophet ﷺ in the desert. It's too much effort. Come, stay at home. It's cool. You have nice food. That hard effort necessitates that it's going to take a lot out of you. That you're going to tire yourself. You're going to push yourself to your limit. But that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those that struggle and strive and work very hard in our paths, in our religion, we will guide them to all of the paths of good. And indeed, Allah is with the person of ihsan, i.e. that person that strives and has ikhlas is a person of ihsan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of him, of them. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni عبادتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين وفي سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي برما وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.